Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, have you been running? Are you a beginning runner? What happens when you start to feel some pain in your shin? How about the top of your arch, the top of your foot? What about the dreaded plantar fasciitis, a very painful condition in your heel that has you hobbling like a 90-year-old when you wake up in the morning? We're talking about things that you can do to prevent or treat running injuries if they should happen to you. My guest is Dr. Lewis Maharam. He's one of the world's most extensively credentialed and well-known sports medicine and running health experts. He is better known as the Running Doc. So welcome to the show, Running Doc. Let's talk about, I'd like to start with plantar fasciitis just because so many people suffer from it. It can be from shoes, from pounding, from, there's a million reasons. Talk about plantar fasciitis. I want to get through as many as we can. So give the basics of it and what you feel are the best prevention and or treatment for it.
Okay, let's say first as a rule of thumb that if the pain is such that it changes your running form or walking form, that's when you need to see a doctor. If you're starting to get the pain, there are things that you can do to try to alleviate the pain. But if it changes your running form, there are a lot of things that could be underlying that need to be looked at. So that's the best rule of thumb, that if everybody takes that away today, that's a really good thing for them. Now, plantar fasciitis is an inflammation of the arch, which is made of connective tissue that connects back to the heel bone. You see it most often in patients that are overpronators or have flat feet, meaning you're overpronator means you roll to the inside. And a couple of things that you can do if you're starting to get that arch pain is, number one, ice it. And by that, the best way to do that is take a small bottle of water, put it in the freezer, and that way it becomes like ice, and then roll that water bottle over your arch while you're watching a half an hour news program on television. For a whole half an hour, just roll it back and forth over that arch. That will help. The second thing that you can do is make sure you do a lot of calf stretches so that the calves are loose, pulling around the heel to that arch, so it's going to be a lot easier. And then the best thing that you can do if it's really bothering you is the golf ball exercise. And my friend Eamon Coughlin, who was famous for the Master's Mile, you may remember him, he had seen 12 doctors over 3 years for plantar fasciitis that didn't go away. And I told him to come to see me, that I would help him. Number one, he needed an arch support because he was so flat-footed, and we made actually a custom orthotic for him. But the best thing that I did for him was taught him the golf ball exercise, because a golf ball is hard, and he basically rolled the golf ball over the arch for half an hour once a day. And for 2 years having plantar fasciitis, the next time I saw him, he kissed me on the cheek, and kissed me because within 2 weeks, this plantar fasciitis that took 2.5 years to get rid of was gone.
And that is amazing, and I know. And Running Doc, I know that works because I have prescribed it myself a number of times, and the ice technique and orthotics. So make sure that you get checked by a doctor if you need an orthotic, if you've got flat feet or you're an overpronator. These are, you know, and there's even some orthotics you can use from the store, Spankos and Superfeet and things that can sometimes help. Let's move along to, shin splints. How about shin splints? You know, that's something I've suffered from myself. What do you do about shin splints?
Well, shin splints are, again, a continuum from a inflammation of the muscles about the shin all the way to a stress fracture and then fracture of the tibia, which is the long bone of the lower leg. So it's important to know where you are in that continuum. And if it's just starting, chances are you're early in that continuum. And basically, by stretching out your calves and trying an arch support may get rid of it completely. And I agree with you that some of these over-the-counter things that Spanko makes or Dr. Scholl's that you can see in your local pharmacies, they're only like $20. And it's worth buying them before you need to go get a custom-made orthotic, which is going to cost you, you know, more money that your insurance may or may not pick up. So an arch support, calf stretches, and maybe some massage to that, to your muscles in the front of your shin, may help. If it's, again, changing your running form, that's the time that you need to see a physician to look at to see if you're getting a stress syndrome or a stress fracture to that bone.
Okay, running doc, what about runner's knee? You know, people say to me, I hear my knee moving. I hear it creaking. I hear it like sounding like it's rubbing against itself. And little pains in your knee. Now, I know and you know that sometimes some of these little pains all go back to our gait or our shoes or our, you know, our base of support or the way that we run. So what do you do if you start to feel your knee? Do you ice? Do you brace? Are you a bracer when you run? Do you automatically have to go see a doctor? Do you have to stop running?
Well, usually we don't stop running. Runner's knee I could talk about all day, and we don't have all day here. Probably the most common thing that I see. Basically, the kneecap is V-shaped. It sits in a V-shaped groove and goes up and down. If you're like children's building blocks, if you do something at the bottom, something gets translated above it. So if you're an overpronator rolling into the inside, like flat feet people, instead of your kneecap going straight up and down, it pulls over to the side and rubs. The back of the kneecap is made up of cartilage, and it starts to grind down like sandpaper. The good news is the back of the kneecap's cartilage self-regenerates and heals if you can correct the biomechanics. So a quick way to do that is, one, an arch support, either something over the counter or a custom-made orthotic. And secondly, you need to do exercises to strengthen the middle quad. That's the thigh muscle that's on the inside of your leg that holds the kneecap in the center of the groove. And the way that you do that is, you know how you normally do leg extensions to strengthen quads? You can't do the full leg extension because that pulls the kneecap down into the groove and grinds it up. But if you start with the last 30 degrees of the lift, that's called a terminal extension, and you only do those leg extensions in that last 30 degrees, the kneecap is up out of the groove, and it isn't going to be hurt as you're strengthening that middle quad to hold it in the middle of the groove. So those are things you can try first before you see a doctor for runner's knee.
That's great. Now, so you did mention, you know, shoes, and you'd want to make sure that you are not wearing worn-out footwear. Running doc, how long is it before you need new footwear? Do you say 3 months, 4 months, you know, what is it that people need to change their shoes out? We only have a minute or so left.
A very quick answer is, do you remember that song, I Can Walk Up or I Can Run 500 Miles? About 500 miles is the goal for the shoes. And that will vary depending upon your weight and your size. And the number of miles you run.
What a great answer. I haven't actually heard it put that way, so that's wonderful. Now tell people, Running Doc, where they can find out more about you, your book, your website. You have so much great information.
I have a book out called Running Doc's Guide to Healthy Running. It's a bestseller now, and it basically takes you through every running injury you possibly get and what you can do about it. And I have a website, www.runningdoc.com. And they can find out more information there.
Well, he is the running doc, Dr. Lewis Maharam. And you can go to runningdoc.com and you can look for the book Running Doc's Guide to Healthy Running, everything you need to know about running, because that's what he does. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information that we gave, and we gave a lot of it today, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.